In a bookshop, I happened upon an elegant, grey-haired man. Having spent weeks amongst gunpowder and rubble, where conversation centred on the tactics of war and military advance, it was refreshing to leaf through books and talk about literature and history. Sultan Khan's shelves were weighed down by books in many languages, collections of poems, Afghan legends, history books, novels. When I left the shop after my first visit, I was carrying 7 books. I would often pop in when I had some spare time to look at books and talk to the interesting bookseller, an Afghan patriot who felt let down by his country time and again. First, the communists burnt my books, he told me. Then the Mujahideen looted and pillaged. Finally, the Taliban burnt them all over again. I spent hours listening to the bookseller's stories about his battles against the different regimes and their censors, how he launched his personal fight, hiding books from the police, lending them out to others, and finally going to prison for it. He was a man who had tried to save the art and literature of his country, while a string of dictators did their best to destroy them. I realized that he was a living piece of Afghan cultural history, a history book